My name is Susanne Bosch. I'm a practicing fine artist based in Berlin, and I am currently teaching in the International Master Program Public Art and New Artistic Strategy at the Bauhaus University in Weimar. Actually, I would like to refer to the last question you asked, which is to what extent changes have to be taken into account when a university system changes from a state autonomous institution to a enterprise, which exactly means students will have to pay tuition in order to learn something, and teachers and the administration, so the whole university system becomes a business offering service. So far I've been studying in a tuition free program in Germany. I've been studying at a fine art academy, and where I teach currently, it's still tuition free, which is wonderful because we really attract participants from all over the world because they can afford to take part at this program. And that makes it really wonderful to have people from third world countries, from post-socialistic countries, and not only from rich Western states. That is a real challenge, to bring people together for 2 years to have a discourse together on a certain field of art and to sharpen their consciousness. What is their point of departure? What background do they have? Where do they come from? And what other positions are there? So that's really wonderful. And what I saw visiting other universities, which already take tuition since a couple of years for gaining a master title, is that you get into really trouble. So you need paying students, which means you search for a certain type of student, which first of all has the qualification to take part in your program because you want to keep up a certain quality. I mean, this is actually what education is about, to have a certain standard of discourse. And on the other hand, these students or young or participants don't only have to fulfill the amount of quality, they also have to be able to pay the tuitions. And usually the tuitions are actually quite high, and they are actually a lot of times deciding nowadays if a person is able to professionalize or not. And this is what I find very problematic, because the worst case is that you need to fill up your classes in order to maintain your master program, and you take people who are just able to pay. So this is what I see as a great, great danger, and which I would love to kind of keep out of the education system. Because what I actually believe, especially in art education, is that on one hand, when you study art, you learn a certain kind of skills. You go to workshops, you learn practice. On the other hand, you learn a certain kind of discourse with your colleagues. You start to learn a certain type of reflection, a certain type of thinking, a certain type of talking about what you do, what the world is about. And I think that's actually a very important part of it. And that money excludes artists from this discourse, I find very sad. So the second part of my answer is actually about believing so much in titles nowadays. So my question is, does that make a good artist if you have a master degree or if you have an artist PhD degree? Is that something, what does that really say about you as an practicing artist? And I think it works a lot with reputation of programs and schools. So what, let's say, the outside world believes is when you come from a certain school that you have learned this certain kind of reflection, consciousness, and so on. And a lot of times that opens doors for grants, for positions, for becoming a member of a university staff again in your home country. And this is something where I sometimes think it's not only a title which makes a good artist, and if it turns so much into a business, I have doubts that it is really about content and not maybe about a structure making you believe that you need a title in order to participate again in this kind of art structure. So these are the two things I would like to say to your last question.